So, Lawrence, help us understand, what is deep survival, and how is it that you became so fascinated with this subject enough to write a best-selling book and now a new book on survival?
Well, deep survival really represents the culmination of my life's work, in a sense. Or I suppose both books do, but deep survival was the first time that everything that I had been working on all my life came together in one thing. And I had done all sorts of journalism in my life, and a lot of it was going into dangerous places and doing risky things, and I was fascinated with people who either did things that carried risk of death or serious injury, or who did things that required a very intense state of mind. For example, I spent quite a lot of time watching a brain surgeon do surgery and talking to her about what she did, because it was so intense. You know, she'd be on her feet for 20 hours and trying to save some little kid's life. And where that came from, I think, originally was from my father. My father, as I discuss in Deep Survival, was a combat pilot in World War II, and he was shot down twice, and the second time he was shot down, he was very nearly killed. Everybody in the plane was killed except him, and he fell 27,000 feet with no parachute. His plane had broken in half, so there was no aerodynamic stability to it, and he lived through that, was taken prisoner by the Nazis, and came out alive and went on to have a career as a scientist and to raise seven boys. I have six brothers. And hearing these stories about him when I was very little, I became fascinated with why one person would survive when others don't, and what qualities went into making up survivors, and also what people were like who took these big risks. So without really being entirely conscious of it throughout my career, I was gravitating toward these kinds of subjects and thinking there must be some scientific explanation. Well, in the late 1990s, I started reading all of the neuroscience that had been sort of percolating along beneath the surface and began to realize that indeed there were some explanations to be had for how these things work. And so combining the neuroscience and the psychology and a lot of other sources, I began to be able to explain survival, in effect, which is what I attempted to do in Deep Survival.